This is Beyond the Book here on 92.1 WGHN. I'm your host, Jesse Bruce. Now, normally, we are joined by our good friend Chelsea Payton from the LDL, but she's at a conference in a very lovely location. So we are being joined instead by her compatriots. We have Ashley Connor and Katie Alfinar here, and we are going to kind of get into something that we got into with Chelsea. We've gotten into it with a couple times before, but this is something the LDL is very passionate about, and it's the Right to Read campaign.
Absolutely. Yeah. So the Loudoun District Library celebrates the Right to Read every year. We time it with the American Library Association's Banned Books Week, but we celebrate all month long. So throughout all of October, you can come in, and on the upper level of the library, we have an educational exhibit that talks about what is a ban, what is a challenge, does an entire timeline of the history of censorship. It is not exhaustive because there's a lot out there, unfortunately. But we also this year highlighted a lot of censorship that's happening today. So there's been a lot in many different states all over the U.S. of challenges for pulling lists of books from schools and libraries. And it's taking a huge impact, especially on the youth who mm-hmm. are losing access to books. So we really encourage everyone to come out, learn a few things, and then have some conversations with each other about what this looks like for them. And also to take a look at all the books that have been challenged. Yeah. It's everything from your Eric Carle to the Holy Bible.
Yeah. Well, and I know we've kind of covered this in the past, but let's explain to people, what's the difference between a challenge and a ban?
Yeah, absolutely. So banned, when books are banned, it's actually a removal or restriction of that item from a collection. A challenge is an attempt to remove or restrict materials based on objections by a person or group. So what a ban is not is regular weeding that the library does when information becomes out of date, when the books get a little gross or worn, or nobody's checking it out anymore. It's not that, because we have to do that. Unfortunately, we do not have infinite space on our shelves, but it is when an outside party, and what we're really seeing nowadays is it's a small, very loud group of people who are trying to ban books for everyone. There have been surveys, and the majority of people in the U.S. actually do not believe in book bans or censorship. And their rights are being taken away, the right to read, by these smaller groups who are banning lists of hundreds of books.
So now we're talking about these books that everyone that should have the right to read. We talked about banned books and challenge books, but what kind of books are we talking about?
There's a really huge range of books, everything from picture books like Pinkalicious and Granddad's Camper to classics that a lot of people maybe were required to read in school, like To Kill a Mockingbird or 1984. And then there's a whole gamut of more recent things as well. The data tells us that most of the challenges are taking place right now due to false claims of obscenity, due to LGBTQ content or violence or talks about race and racism. And it's impacting the young adult or teen books most of all. So more current titles like award winners The Hate U Give and All American Boys, and then throwing it back again to more classic titles like The Giver and A Wrinkle in Time.
But I see here you have a little cheat sheet. What are the most challenged books right now? What are the big ones that people are getting wound up about? And by the way, are these books available at the Loudoun District Library?
Okay. First part of the question. The big ones this year are All Boys Aren't Blue, Gender Queer, The Bluest Eye, The Perks of Being a Wallflower, Tricks, Looking for Alaska, Me and Earl and the Dying Girl, Crank, Sold, and Flamer. And yes, you can find all of these at the Loudoun District Library.
Okay. Now, Perks of Being a Wallflower, though, because that's been around for a while, because I remember my daughter read that, and that was a movie, too.
Correct.
Is that the same one?
It is.
And
it
we're
is.
Still wound up about this.
Yes. And interestingly, with several of these are older books, early 2000s, and they weren't as challenged then as they are now. Sold is probably the best example of this, which I actually just read this week.
Okay.
very hard content. A lot of people do not want their kids exposed to this kind of hard content. Mm-hmm. But what the ALA keeps coming back to and why we do this exhibit is this is a protected right under the First Amendment. And there's over 100 years of legal precedent that has stood on the side of the First Amendment, saying mm-hmm. that all people in the United States have the right to decide for themselves what to read. And it does include minors in that as well. But we are very respectful of parents' rights and say that we encourage parents to come and be part of this process and weigh in on what your own children are allowed to read. We just can't allow you to tell everyone else's children what they're allowed to read.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, our guests this week are Ashley Connor and Katie Alfinar, and we are talking about the right to read. This is a month-long thing, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay,
month all through October.
All through October. And, you know, it's one of those things where you can just go in and there's a display. And if you would like to have some discussion, I'm sure the folks down there at the LDL would love to have a discussion with you about this. If people want to learn more about what's going on down there at the Loudoun District Library, where's the best place to go?
They can go to loudoutlibrary.org/right to read.
Right to read. All right. That's Katie Alfinar. We have Ashley Connor here. I'm Jesse Bruce. This is Beyond the Book on 92.1 WGHN.